We're going to be talking about an event that is going to take place on the 3rd of May that is a great deception, and it's absolute idolatry, and I would highly, highly encourage everyone that hears this message to boycott the National Day of Prayer. Now, why would I make a statement like that? Why would I make a statement to boycott the National Day of Prayer? Do not participate in this absolute idolatrous event. Well, first of all, there's a lot of reasons that I make this statement. But the woman, the Jezebel spirit, Shirley Dobson, is the nationally recognized leader of the National Day of Prayer chairman, okay? And Shirley Dobson is involved in this. She was involved with President Reagan. She was invited to President Reagan to the White House. She's been involved in with the Olivet Nazarene University and receiving awards. She's got an honorary doctor of humanities from Asbury Theological Seminary, one of the most liberal seminaries in the United States. She was honored with the Christian Woman of the Year Award in 1995. She received an honorary doctorate degree from Biola University. She's received an honorary doctorate of humane letters from Huntington College. She received an honorary doctor of humanities from Dallas Baptist University in Dallas, Texas. Okay, so what's that? Four or five doctor's degrees, honorary doctor's degrees. She was given the First Baptist Church of Dallas Criswell Lifetime Christian Citizens Award. Well, that's enough for me. The Bible says, when all men speak well of you, look out. Now, this lady doesn't believe the Bible that says that a woman should not usurp authority over a man. She's not supposed to be in teaching other people, but she has a message on the National Day of Prayer Task Force website where she's preaching her little gospel to everybody. Shirley Dobson and Gloria Gaither have recently co-authored a four-book series for families. Okay, now currently Mrs. Dobson serves as chair of the National Day of Prayer Task Force, and that includes overseeing over 40,000 volunteers across the country. Several million people participate every year in this call to prayer in our nation. Okay, now, who is the honorary chairman for this year's event? Dr. Charles Swindoll. What does his bio look like? Well, Dr. Charles Swindoll, notice how all these people have doctor's degrees, doctors of the law. Okay, doctors, these are the Pharisees of the Pharisees. Dr. Charles Swindoll, okay, he was... He's received the following awards, okay. Harry A. Ironside Award for Expository Preaching, Christian Education Award for Greatest Achievements in the Field of Academic Major, Faculty Award for the Most Outstanding Graduate in the Opinion of the Faculty, Doctor of Divinity, Talbert Theological Seminary, Doctor of Humane Letters, Taylor University, Doctor of Law, Pepperdine University. Doctor of Literature, Dallas Baptist University. Isn't it amazing the same universities that keep popping up all over again? These people are humanists. Notice they always get the Doctor of Humane Letters. Okay. Okay, now, he also has his Insight for Living congregation. Okay, and through his Insight for Living broadcast, Chuck's teaching is on the air, and you know, he is He has 2,100 outlets worldwide in numerous foreign languages and so on. He has he has messages accessible to 100% of the world's population and has a staff of over 125 employees. He got the Hall of Fame Award from the National Religious Broadcasters. And he has got the Gold Medallion Lifetime Achievements Award from Evangelical Press Association and the 12 Gold Medallion Awards, more than any other Christian author to date. Wow, he's almost as popular as Joel Osteen, wouldn't you say? Okay, now, after serving as Dallas Theological Seminary's fourth president, okay, Dispensational Theological Seminary, Chuck became the seminary's chancellor in 2001, the sixth largest seminary in the world. Okay, now, what's the mission of the National Day of Prayer? Well, here's the mission: to foster unity within the Christian church. Christian church, look at the churches that are involved in this movement. Okay, that includes Catholic churches, that includes every denomination, and it also includes the Jewish religion. And it also is to publicize and preserve America's Christian heritage, respect all people regardless of denomination or creed. Does this sound like the new cultural diversity tolerance kind of language we hear? Now, we are the Judeo-Christian expression. The Judeo-Christian, listen, Judaism is not Christian. Judaism is not Christian, and Christianity is not Judaism. So we're bringing the Jewish religion together with the Christian religion, and we're going to glorify the Lord in word and deed by bringing those two religions together. I don't think so. We're not serving the same God. Moses was a Christian. Moses was a born-again Christian. Orthodox Jews are not believers in Jesus Christ. They deny the Messiah. They do not worship the same God that the Christians worship, any more than Allah is the same God that the Christians worship. Okay? And here, now we find that they're calling America to unite in prayer with the contemporary Christian artist Marlo Girl. And they have their NASCAR cars and the NASCAR racing, okay, and it's called the National Day of Prayer NASCAR Car by Kenny Wallace. Isn't that exciting? And now we have also the National Day Prayer Task Force. Of course, we've got to make sure that we plug all of the new books out by these different people, don't we? Isn't that important? Shirley Dobson's books, we've got to make sure that we plug her newest book. We've got to make sure that we plug more than anyone else, we've got to plug Coach Tony Dungy. I guess that's the way you say his name, Dungy. I mean, my goodness, of all the pages on there, he got the most pages. I think there was about 7 pages on his biography. We've got to, the God of this world, the God of sports, we've got to make sure that we know all about Tony Dungy. Okay, Tony Dungy enters into his 6th season as the head coach of Indianapolis Colts. Well, big deal. The God of sports. Dungy will mark his 12th season as an NFL head coach. Okay, Dungy took Tampa Bay to 4 playoff appearances. Okay, and he's a head coach, and Dungy has done this, and Dungy's done that, you know. And look at all the Dungy, look at all the accolades, look at all the things Dungy has done. On and on and on it goes, you know, about Dungy. In fact, the God of the sports God is the real God that looks like it's a major piece of the National Day of Prayer. Major piece of Coach Dungy. Okay. Well, who else is involved in this absolutely vile bringing in the absolute, mixing the vain vanity with what we say is spiritual? Well, we have George Bush right up there at the top playing Mr. Minister and trying to bring in a universal God and bringing all America under this God. Then we have a Dr. Henry Blackaby. He's the honorary chairman, I want you to know. And yes, they've got his book plugged on there. I wonder how much money they'll make out of plugging these books on this National Day of Prayer website. Blackaby's Experiencing Prayer with Jesus, our 2006 featured book. Henry Blackaby is the president of Blackaby Ministries International. Okay, and Blackaby is got a all kind of accolades. You know, he was the president of the Canadian Baptist Theological College. He was president of the Canadian Southern Baptist College. He has provided leaderships to thousands of pastors and laymen across North America. That's enough for me to know that this is. Folks, this is the ecumenical movements of ecumenical movements. Come celebrate America's 56th annual day of prayer. Okay? The national observance will take place May 3rd from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. The honorary chairman, Dr. Charles Swindoll, the chairman of the National Day of Prayer, Mrs. Shirley Dobson, focus on the family founder, Dr. James Dobson. Admiral Timothy Keating, Mississippi Supreme Court Chief Justice James W. Smith, worship leader Charles Billingsley, musical guest Ernie Haas, and signature sound. Admission is free and open to the public. Doors open, seating limited, so it's recommended that you arrive early. Well, National Prayer Task Force was a creation of the National Prayer Committee for express purpose of organizing and promoting prayer observance conforming to a Judeo-Christian system of values. What's that mean? It means we're going to bring the Jewish faith together with the Christian faith and say we're worshiping the same God. And it also says people with other theological and philosophical views are, of course, free to organize and participate in activities that are consistent with their own beliefs. Oh, so let's just all paths lead to God. You know, forget what the Bible says. You know, it can be even different philosophical views and different theological views all coming under the same umbrella. The diversity is what Congress intended when it designated the day of prayer. Well, here we go. We're ushering in the world church, folks. And Dr. James Dobson and Shirley are right at the head of this animal. And we have Dr. Charles Swindoll. You know, I never did like that last name, Swindoll, like he's swindling somebody. I'm sorry, folks. This is a travesty. And then we're going to put the Dungy coach, the Dungy coach right on top of this God-forsaken movement and say, well, his career history, he was with the Indianapolis Colts, he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he was with the Minnesota Vikings, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, the University of Minnesota, San Francisco 49ers, you know, and on and on. Well, don't join this false church, This is a false church. They are not praying to the same God that's in the Bible. They're not praying to the same God when they're saying that they are, the idea of this is to mobilize the Christian community and that the mission, okay, is to bring Judaism and Christianity together. That's not worshiping the same God that I worship. I do not worship the God of someone that denies Jesus Christ as the Messiah. I don't worship that God. And, when you look at all the awards and the medallions and the honors of society that Shirley Dobson, she's got honorary six doctor honorary degrees, Swindoll is, and you know, the Bible says not to exalt man. Forget these titles. Call no man father on the earth. We're making these people like out like little popes. All these doctor's degrees and honorary this, honorary that. Give me a break. This is ridiculous. Read the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah again, and then tell me that you can endorse the National Day of Prayer in this country. The land is full of adulterers. Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man and like a man whom hath wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of His holiness. Woe be unto the pastures that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastures that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. These people are proclaiming a false doctrine by saying to just unify all under one umbrella, and even saying it's okay to come together and pray if you're not of the same, even if you want to come under some other philosophy or some other religion or some other belief system. This is ushering in the New World Order. This is ushering in. James Dobson has done more to destroy this country than anyone can imagine. We are the Judeo-Christian expression. No, we are not. This is an ecumenical movement that takes on God's name and invokes His name under NASCAR racing, sports, and secular education. That's what it is. All these honorary doctorate degrees and all of these people that are teaching dispensational theology and people that are saying that they are under the auspices of God when they openly admit that people with other theological and philosophical views are, of course, free to organize and participate in this activity. I'm warning you to boycott the National Day of Prayer. Have nothing to do with it. Run from it. It is an absolute travesty. If you want to pray in your own closet, you know, it's getting to the point where in Jeremiah he said, don't even pray for this people. They have gone so far from God. The Nazarene Church, which James Dobson is involved in, is a false church. They deny effectual work of God and calling of God. They deny particular atonement. Swindoll denies particular atonement. Obviously, they would have to deny particular atonement or they wouldn't have this massive following now, would they? Father, we pray that you would take this message and quicken it to the hearts of those that hear it. And we pray against the National Day of Prayer. Father, we pray that you would bring it down. We pray that you would expose it for what it is. And we pray that you would let people see that Christianity and Judaism are not the same thing. And bringing in all these other philosophies and these other religions under the NASCAR banner, under sports banners, under Coach Dungy, and under James Dobson, is all fraud. We ask that you would expose these people in Christ's name. Amen.